Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host Nadel Kavochi. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy new month, happy April guys. I am super excited for, you know, the new month, and I hope and I pray that the new month shall come with, you know, like, to goodies and, you know, to nice things. So I'm doing good. This is episode 111. This is season 11. I'm so excited for that. In this particular episode, we shall be doing How Strict Were Your Parents? It's a reaction episode. But before that, I have a few things that I'd love us to catch up. And I feel like this thing should have been in my shenanigans, but guys, a lot happened. I mean, with the Easter break, I feel like everything was disoriented. Even coming out of the Easter break, I'm just like, I couldn't believe that the midterm is over, guys. So, like, I'm still hungover this whole week, you know. I'm really struggling to keep up with, you know, even posting with in Instagram and just doing basic stuff of the podcast because I'm just in the holiday mood. Anyways, as I had mentioned, I know by now if you follow the Instagram page of the podcast, you've seen the photos. I haven't even shared the whole whatever photos from the photo shoot, but it was a lovely experience. And this is something that I've always wanted to do, like, man, since the podcast started. But finally, it's here. It was such an amazing experience. And let me tell you something. It was so nice. It was so magical. Though, the studio that I went to, they just had okay, they're not that bad, but their services was just trashy. But during the shoot, it wasn't that bad. I loved the fact that they understood my concept, and they're even making my concept better, you know, like, I'll show them a photo and they're like, okay, we can do this, we can do that. This can work, that can work. And I love the fact that they were taking my ideas. You know, they weren't like, this style, it can't be done, you know. They're very receptive to my ideas. That's one thing I loved about them. But as I'm saying, their services were trashy. I'm about to spill the beans. There's just one lady that we really didn't like with Shiro. I went with Shiro for the photo shoot. So, like, I was wondering, what's up with this lady? She's not even just treating us like customers, you know? Yeah, and the thing I didn't like about them was delivery of the pictures. Because they delivered 2 days later than what we had agreed, and I'd fully paid the amount. So I was just there wondering, like, what was that? And I was about to give these guys, like, you know, like, a recommendation and nini, but I won't recommend because of the trashy services that they had. But it was such a lovely experience. I have to admit, it was a 10 out of 10 shooting the whole podcast thingy. So yeah, that was that. I wanted to hook you guys with the Discoma Tanga. I don't know why I didn't mention it in the March shenanigans, but I've been hooked in the Discoma Tanga. It's okay, it's like a series with Awinja, where she just, you know, takes her audience through the burial process, you know, of a Luya burial, and the accuracy is another level. And I just I just love the fact that I can relate with like almost everything in that film, and the fact that it is authentic. And what I really loved about this particular series that Awinja had was the fact that it was a Kenyan film. It was still authentic. Like, I could relate with the culture and the fact that it was on another level. You see, the way you guys, I always say, I love South African movies and series. That Disco Matanga is on that level. So, yeah, I shall get started in today's episode. So, today's episode is a reaction video. I got this from TikTok from... Okay, what are the name of this, guys? Is it the Sheikst podcast? I don't know the name of these guys, but they're just two guys whose laugh is always hilarious. I'll link them down below because of this particular episode. So on this particular episode, I put up a sticker on Instagram, and I'll start by sharing those and also my views. And there are some other views that I'd ask my friends for their opinions. So basically, again, this is your episode. You know, I'm just sharing your views. And I also have to share mine, guys. I'm laughing because I grew up with the world most... Is it right to say strictest? No, the most, the world's most strict mom. I mean, even where we lived, everyone knew my mom was a live wire. You couldn't dare mess with her because she was that girl. She was that lady. She was that woman. So, as per usual, I'll define strict. Strict basically means severe discipline. So I can start with with my story of how strict are your parents. And I think I've shared this in the podcast. So one time, I think I was 9 or probably 8. And I had gone. My mom had sent me to the shop. And she had sent me with a thousand. Guys, a thousand of then. When I was 9, when was that? Like 2009? Yeah, 2009, 2010. Was a lot of money. You know, that's like 5 G's right now. So I was sent to the shop. And I think the people who know where I live, they can, they're the ones who can like picture how the estate looks like. I don't know how I can say it. But with our estate, like there's a big playground. Then there's the road where the car passes. And then there are like car pavements that are good, enjoyable story for another day. So, one thing about me, I'm a very adventurous soul. Like, I love adventure. So, I normally don't use the normal roads because I'm not ordinary. I'm an extraordinary person, right? So, I used this particular field, and the field is divided into two, then the road is the middle. So the field has grass unto a certain level, right? So that's the path that I'm used to taking as I go to the shop. So I'm going, I went to the shop. The shop was locked, so I was coming back. And I mean, I was just 8, 9, so I was as playful as it can get. So I'm just jumping up and down, up and down, up and down. Then as I'm halfway through, or like to our house, I just realized I don't have the 1,000 bob. And I knew there is no way that I'm going back home without that 1,000 bob. So I was sent at around 10 a.m. So I looked for that money. And you guys, I've told you, I've passed through the field, and like the field has grass to a certain level. So it's really hard. You know, it's like searching for a needle in a haystack. Yeah. So I really can't find the money. So I'm there. I'm looking for the money. So it's around, I think, 2. Now, normally we have the security men doing patrol in the estate. So they see me. I'm distressed. I feel like crying because I know I cannot go back to the house. So the security guard is talking to me, is asking me, "Hiya, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Why are you outside?" You know. So I explained to him the scenario, the situation. He's like, "Okay, let me take you home." So I'm telling the security guard, "I can't go home. Do you know my mom? There is no way I'm going back to that house without that 1,000 shillings. So lucky enough, the security guard takes me home, talks to my mom, and hallelujah. I think that day she was in good moods and she was like, "Okay, you've lost the money. Okay." But trust me, you know how African moms get. She can never forget that ordeal, yeah, that 1,000. So how strict were your parents? I lost 1,000 shillings. There was no way I could go back home and say, "Ati, sorry, I have lost 1,000 shillings. Oh my God, there's no way I would have done that. But no, guys, I think I've shared other stories. There's this particular episode about African parents. I'll definitely link it down below. It's kind of related to this. So I'll read one that was shared, the first reaction that was shared in the Instagram. One, Pale Form 3, in Form 3, mom threatened to send me out of the house if I was not studying during the holidays. Yeah. That was that, by the way. And growing up in an African, I mean, if you've grown up in an African home, there's, I don't know, parents don't understand that bit of holiday. They don't. You just have to read. There's no at a shortcut. It's a holiday. My friend, books. Because I believe then, all they knew was education. They knew the way to a brighter future was through education. So I think that is why, right now, having a look at it, that is why they prioritized education so much, because they wanted us to have a brighter future. Another one, not going to church one Sunday transformed you to an atheist. No coming back. Yeah. I definitely agree with this. Even now, you know, now that, okay, I'm an adult, I know I have a personal relationship with God. But back then, there was no negotiating. Like, it's a Sunday, you're going to church. Whether you like it or not, whether you're sick, you are about to die, she does not care. You're going to church. And I actually think it's a pretty nice culture and a pretty nice thing to install in your kids. Because even now, as an adult, I definitely know Sundays are for church. Even Sundays that I don't go to church, I'm just like, "What? What's that missing puzzle?" And I know my sister is going to kill me. She's going to come for me when I say this. But I think my smaller sister is the one who has had it rough with my mom because she's extremely cheeky. So I remember this time she really didn't want to go to church because she was still sleepy. She wanted to sleep and nini. And my mom was like, "In my house, there's no such thing like you're not going to church. It's either you go to church, or if you're not going to church, you find a house to live, because her house is not going to accommodate people who don't go to church." So it was just that thing. I mean, now that I'm a grown-up, I get to understand whatever they were trying to do. But then I didn't understand. Number three, there's a point back then when TV was a taboo. Yeah. Actually, me think today's kids really have a smooth learning, like a smooth way. Because personally, for me, I remember the only time we could watch TV is in the afternoon. And that afternoon, in the morning, because let's say it's the holidays, in the morning, you have woken up, done your chores, you've read. Now in the afternoon is when you can chill and watch the TV. Then you need to know that when it's 7 o'clock, it's time for news. You know, these days I just see my sisters. It's 7 o'clock. They're just watching their stuff, and I'm like, what do you mean? You know, like, I don't understand that. I think this generation, they really have it easy, and it's just different from how we grew up. And I've seen on this particular comment, in that particular video, I saw people who are saying their parents went to the extent of checking the temperature of the TV. There's one who said, when the dad went to work, he went with the cable, with the TV cable. So there's no way he could watch the TV because he's gone with the cable. I mean, that's extremely funny. Mm-hmm. Another reaction, if I have fun today, I cannot have fun tomorrow. Woo! Again, I would have shared this story, but I don't think I should share it again. But again, I'll link that particular episode on the description box. Is it being raised with African parents? It's something about African parents. I did an episode of that where I shared a very funny story of how my mom declined my permission of going. Guys, I can't even say. Okay, I can just give you a snippet of that particular story. I was just sharing a story where I was prepared to go out with my friends. You know, I went all out, guys. You know, I bought nails. Then I didn't even have any source of income. I bought nails, put nails on top of the nails. I was just prepared for this outing. I know my mom had promised me that I'll go out. Then it reached that fateful day. She was like, mm-mm, we ain't doing that now. So, yeah. I mean, there's no way you would have gone out today with your friends. You go again tomorrow with your friends. And there's this particular phrase that my mom loved to use. Most of the time, she would say, so you just see me in the house. You don't see me going out with my friends every day. So why do you think you should go out with your friends every day? I mean, those were the hard, tough times. In conjunction to that, this was mine, practicing to ask for permission before actually asking for permission. That was a thing. I was a victim of this. I remember, if I know I'm going out, like, you have to give me like prior notice, like a week of notice, so that I can prepare myself on how I'm going to ask the permission before I ask for that particular permission. I mean, your parents are not strict if you've never prepared to ask and ask again for permission. Uh-huh. This one is so funny. You literally had to ask for snacks at home. This one is for my sister. I remember this particular time. I can't remember what my sister had done. But I just remember my mom quarreling with her. And she was like, as much as this is your house, you should always ask for things. And she was like demonstrating, no, you should always be like, mom, can I have the juice? Mom, can I have the crepes? Mom, can I have this? It was just hilarious. And you know, something about my smaller sister is the fact that she needs to understand why she's doing a particular thing. Okay, I get it. I'm always like that also. But with her, she's just vocal. I admire courage. She's just vocal. And they were having a conversation with my mom. So she's telling my mom, okay, I don't understand why I should be asking for permission to eat in my own, in our own house. Man, African parents are just on another level. I'm literally laughing because I'm just remembering how she was saying it. I think one of these fine days, I'll definitely have my mom in the podcast. Yeah. She's such a fun and a funny creature. You guys will love her, definitely. There's this other one. We weren't allowed to go for sleepovers. Yeah, I can remember this. As far as I can remember, I don't remember a time that I went. I've never gone for a sleepover, actually. I have never gone for a sleepover at a friend's place. And I remember the number of times where I could ask for permission to go for sleepovers. My dad could be. And I wish I could say this in Kiswahili. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'll say it in Kiswahili, then translate it to English. He'll say, kwani kwenye kuna kitanda? Enye unaenda kulalala kwa wengine? Translation. There's no need. He doesn't see a need. There's no need of you going to sleep over at a friend's house and yet you have beds in your own house. He was that brutal. You know that, and one thing with him, he doesn't say yes or no. He just gives you a statement and you're like, sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. This is Just Figuring It Out podcast, a podcast that is about circumnavigating adulthood for young adults. Weekly episodes are available every Friday as from 8 a.m. in all podcasting platforms, the like of Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Castbox. We are available in all podcasting channels. Don't forget to share, like, recommend the podcast to your family and friends, as this enables the podcast to reach a wide field. Come, let's figure life out together. I'm almost done with this. I didn't want the episode to drag. So there's this. Okay, I will read this particular statement and just give like a scenario. So anytime my mom was out, like maybe she had gone out to do shopping or just run her errands, anytime we could hear now the sound of a car engine, we'll pretend that we're doing something because she does not understand why we're in the house doing nothing. And come to think of it, I think we're just, well, let's say we're super talented, or I just don't know how. But every time my mom had gone out, we always had, like, we could always hear the sound of the car engines. And we know that's her around the corner. That is her. And we could pretend we're doing something because she would literally scream that when the house sitting. And guys, even if there's no work in the house, she doesn't understand why girls are in the house just sitting and relaxing. Oh my god, my mom was such a tyrant. You know, I hear people saying, oh, when my dad entered the house, we ran away, we hide. in our household, my mom was that person. We literally could tremble. Just hearing her voice or hearing her sound, you're just like, you're in trouble. And I also remember that there's this times now, I won't say as adults. I think then I was 17, 18, before I got to uni. And no, before I got to uni was that corona time, so we were at home doing nothing. So I remember this time, anytime, because okay, we'll sleep up until late, because at the end of the day, there's nothing that you're going to do. You're just in the house, you're all stuck in the house. So we'll stay on the phone until late, you know, like 12. We could even go up to 2. So my mom sleeps pretty early. By 9:30, she's gone. So before she goes, I think it's just something we already used. She has to pass by our room and just check on us before she goes to sleep. So sometimes, let's say if she extends until 10, then we just hear her, you know, opening the door. Guys, we will pretend that we are dead asleep. Because, you know, we could be in trouble, you know. Or now, another technique that we came up with my sister, we could use the phone under the blanket. So we know she can't see us. And the volume is pretty, pretty low. So she can't see the light of the phone and she can't hear sound. So as she opens the door before she goes to sleep, she's like, my girls are sleeping. Oh my God. Just remembering this stuff that we've gone through because of my mom. Oh my God. It's just too much. I think I've mentioned everything. This one last thing. If I had to come inside to use the bathroom, I had to stay in. Yeah. Again, this is a thing I think my small sister has experienced a lot. As much as I'm not an extrovert. It's very rare you find me outside unless it is necessary. So most of the time, I won't be out. I'll be in the house. So my small sister is the one who has experienced this a lot. And growing up, anytime she came back in the house, that was the end of her going outside. Because she was like, you've come. Umejileta. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of How Strict Were Your Parents? You can always feel free to share using the voice notes that is on the description box, or you can DM the Instagram page of the podcast at Just Figuring It Out Podcast on How Strict Were Your Parents. Don't forget, guys, the Telegram community, the Telegram channel is now up and running. I'll put a link to that particular channel on the description box. You guys join. Let's have fun and let's have a personal one-on-one conversation and just one-on-one meet up with you guys. Yeah, that will be it for today. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. See you next time.